The man convicted of killing Robert F. Kennedy more than 50 years ago will remain behind bars. California Governor Gavin Newsom rejected parole for Sirhan Bishara Sirhan, a Palestinian immigrant found guilty of assassinating Kennedy in 1968. Kennedy was a Democratic U.S. Senator and younger brother of the assassinated president, John F. Kennedy. He was running for the Democratic Party nomination for president and had just celebrated winning the crucial California primary at a rally at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles.
My thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there. Thank you.
As Kennedy and his entourage made their way backstage in the kitchen area of the hotel, Sirhan struck, fatally wounding Kennedy with a bullet to the head. Dozens of people witnessed the shooting. It was an act of violence that changed the course of American history. In August of last year, a California parole panel recommended that Sirhan, who is now 77 years old, be released, saying he had expressed some remorse. But Newsom has the final say on paroles. In a statement, he called Sirhan's assassination of Kennedy among the most notorious crimes in American history. He said Sirhan still poses a threat to the public. Sirhan initially said he was motivated to kill Kennedy because of the senator's support for Israel. He never denied the crime, but later claimed he remembered nothing from that night. Although two of Robert Kennedy's children urged Sirhan's release, many Kennedy family members said they were deeply relieved by the decision. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Los Angeles.